Well, listen, firstly, I would like to thank everybody that came out and participated in the 16-hour stoppage, and all the local community that gave us tremendous support. From the local community, it was a fabulous support they gave us, and even people came in from Derry, 8 girls from Derry that gave us great support too, also on the picket lines. So from our point of view, the picket line was fabulous. It was a great response to our campaign or fight against the looking for trade union recognition from the management of RAP.
And are you hopeful for some engagement with the company, maybe some contact from the company today?
Absolutely, we always remain available for talks. This is what this is all about. You know, at the end of the day, we're only looking for the fundamental rights and principles of trade unionism, and looking for recognition for our members who are looking for a voice in the workplace that they don't have at the minute.
Now, I'm sure your position still stands as it did yesterday, that if the company don't engage with those workers, that more strike action is on the cards.
Yeah, well, we've already notified the company yesterday that our intention to take another 24-hour stoppage next Tuesday, the 2nd of October, and that will go on until Wednesday, the 3rd of October, Wednesday morning. So our members are going to take further work stoppages until management sees sense and talking to their union.